The Last Marlin by Fred Waitzkin. The book is subtitled The Story of a Family at Sea. Part 1. Early Fishing. Family Values. When I begin visiting Bimini as a teenager, I passed long days in the white fiberglass fighting chair on my father's boat, trolling for marlin off the pines north of the island. Even back then, fishing for me was a combination of action and fantasy. With long stretches to burn between strikes, I learned to love daydreaming on the ocean. While I stared at the baits and listened to the throbbing diesels, I thought of sexy mama dancing topless to the thumping beat of conga drums at the Calypso Club, halfway between Allistown and Porgy Bay. I was a drummer myself, and imagined her shaking her chest to my beat. I tried to seduce her with passionate slaps and rolls, and then I slowed the rhythm until her movements were earthy and we were both dripping sweat. She wouldn't let me touch her. I drummed on the armrest of the fighting chair until her shapely legs and full coffee-colored breasts faded in my mind to office buildings in midtown Manhattan, new high-rises sheathed in plate glass and glimmering with thousands of fluorescent lighting fixtures. I love thinking about fluorescence. My dad was a lighting fixture salesman, and we were always talking about his newest deals and the finer points of selling. In the 50s, there was no one in New York City landing more big fluorescent lighting jobs than my dad. I kept an eye on the big mackerel and bonefish baits, skipping through the white water behind the boat, and frequently I bounced up in the chair and pointed astern.